because he knocks the dude out, but takes him out of the water so he don't drown.
Just got a concussion, that's all. Yeah. And just left him sleeping there on the beach. I'm sure he'll be fine.
He'll be all right. He was still breathing when I left.
If you think that the hound is okay, that dude gonna be okay.
Welcome back. Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin. And the only place I'd rather be than right here is underneath Winston Duke. Baku. Am I right? And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy My Love, and TJ, president of the Wholesome Black Man Association. Hey, fellas.
Hey,
Baku, I like that.
Absolutely. I hope you're listening, Winston. I'm married, but it's not.
Fuck it.
Well, this week we are discussing Game of Thrones, Season 5, Episode 4, The Sons of the Harpy, an air date of May 3rd, 2015, written by Dave Hill. Directed by Mark Mylod, and a rating of 6.82 million. So we're still climbing.
Open up.
Wait, Ginge. There's okay. There it is.
No, this was okay episode.
Okay.
It was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a really good episode.
Really?
I liked this episode.
Oh, this episode was slow for me.
I think they should have renamed this episode like Sparrows of the Harpy, maybe, or Sons of the Sparrows, or
a bunch of cults.
Yeah, like the cults. I don't know.
Well, first, we have our Put It on the Board segment.
You can put it on the board! Yes!
Because Dorne is on the board now.
Made it.
Yes. Did you watch it? Okay,
no.
Because they do, like, there's a little, like, parallel in the episode to Dorne on the board. But I guess we'll go there, since I'm the only one who saw it.
Tell us the parallel.
Oh, when they're eating the snakes. So when they're eating the snakes and the snakes are on the little stick or whatever, when Dorne comes up, it's the snake on the spear.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Anyways, who's ready to get started?
Let's go.
All right. Well, before we really get into it, Tyrion's got to get back on a boat.
With how long? Flippy floppies.
Ain't that some shit? Like, you go from being in a box to being tied up on a boat. Like, what's worse?
Just slung around like an infant.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Get your ass in the car.
Like, Jorah almost drowns an old man, all in pursuit of vagina. I need y'all to remember, this is for love.
Yeah, love. One-way love.
Infatuation. This is what the authorities would call a stalker.
Indeed.
And he needs to work on getting a... Oh my God. My brain. Restraining order.
I put that Jorah here is a nice bad guy because he knocks the dude out but takes him out of the water so he don't drown.
Just got a concussion, that's all.
Yeah.
And just left him sleeping there on the beach. I'm sure he'll be fine.
He'll be all right. He was still breathing when I left.
If you think that the hound is okay, that dude gonna be okay.
And is it really murder if they're still breathing when you leave?
Exactly.
I think that's a good question to ask.
I feel like any prosecutor could prove that in a court of law, yes.
That it is murder?
Any good prosecutor would be able to call that murder.
I don't know. If you really had a good lawyer, they'd be able to get you out of it. Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must have quit, you know? Call Johnny.
In hell. Okay, is it me?
Can we do a whole OJ podcast? We could do a 10 podcast special on the OJ trial.
We can do the was it American Crime Story?
I just wanted to, I want to go back and watch the real shit. I was living with my grandmother and papa at the time when that was going on. I remember coming home from school every day and that shit was on the damn TV.
Anyway, did this boat get bigger? No, it's a different boat. We're sailing somewhere else. What a lovely transition to the other brother on a boat, Jamie, passing the home of his boo thing.
Yeah, he missing her.
Right? Just like propped her cheek up on your face.
He missing her.
Yeah, missing her.
He is. He is heart sick. He's like, no, that's Tarth. Oh. God.
I mean, he does come back around to who he really loves here.
His knees.
Yes, his niece, but
Hey,
he has to be the one for a
niece,
reason.
wink,
Yeah,
wink.
his niece, wink. That's one of my quotes.
Well,
Your niece? Question mark.
he and Bron are on their way to Dorne.
Covert mission.
Yes, it is a covert mission. They can't just show up because we can't start a war. And, you know, it does have to be Jamie because you let your brother go, didn't you? She's not.
Varys did it.
Well, I mean, did you or did you not open the door, big dog?
Yeah. But I don't think that's why it has to be Jamie. It has to be Jamie because he has to make amends for all of his actions, not just his brother.
Oh, you mean also Brienne? Yeah.
He's making amends for his brother. He's making amends for Joff. Everything that Cersei blamed him for. Like he's like, you know what? This will clear my name.
Do you think this is gonna work, Dinge?
No.
Like, okay, do you think it
Well,
won't work because he won't get her, or do you think he'll get her and it still won't do
I
anything?
think he'll get her, but Cersei ain't gonna care.
You don't think
I'm here to argue that he won't get her at the end of this episode.
You're arguing what?
That he will not get her at the end of this episode.
Her? You don't think he'll get her at all?
I mean, I know what happens, but if this is my first time watching this, I would know. I would not think that he's gonna get her.
Why?
You see them bitches? Sorry, I don't mean to call the Sand Snakes bitches, but do you see them motherfuckers?
Oh, not you got a death wish.
As this episode progresses, I'm gonna find like a sports comp for them. I will. Yeah. Like, do we have like.
Oh, you haven't figured it out yet, but
No. Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna figure it out.
Oh, in real time, that'll be fun. Aren't you glad you didn't quit the podcast last week?
Yeah, I know. As I bitched about not being prepared for the podcast, watching the 10 minutes before we do this and here again.
Right.
I just finished 10 minutes before we did this.
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, I pushed it back a whole day.
True. But to be fair, it would have been the same outcome. I still would have watched the 10 minutes before.
All right, well, will Jamie split Tyrion in two next time?
No.
That's a real question.
I actually put that in here. I think he's full of shit. He wouldn't do it.
He did look kind of hurt. But then we got to ask ourselves, like, who does Jamie love more? Like, does Jamie really love Tywin more than he loves Tyrion? Like,
Exactly.
and to be fair, like, did Jamie really think that's how that was going to go when he decided to release this man?
Precisely, especially since like they left out the part about Tysha. So he really had no reason to think that he was going to go see Tywin for anything, unless he went back to that beetle conversation.
Maybe.
Yeah. But he didn't. And now here we are. He's.
Jamie pretty much was like, here's a gun. I'm gonna put you in the room with your worst enemy ever. Do not shoot him, please.
Knowing
Yeah, knowing that you're gonna just shoot that man.
Tyrion was in a room with Walder Frey and Roose Bolton and his dad, and he had a gun with two bullets in it. He would shoot his dad.
Twice. Oh man. Again, never miss an offense reference.
Poor Toby.
Will never.
Hey guys, the Iron Bank said league dues need to be paid.
And
And who are we sending to collect the league dues? This is what would happen if you sent Tyler to collect league dues.
First of all, those were two very funny jokes that he made, and I do not appreciate Pycelle's reactions to them. Those were fun. I'll be having words with my daughter. I'm
No,
sorry.
he's trying, man. Like that man's trying. And we just send him off with Mary Trent. So, James, question for you. Where the fuck is he
No,
going?
he going to he
Bro.
gonna fall overboard or something.
Yeah.
Are we gonna see this man again?
Because Marin's face looked a little ominous, did it not?
That's Marin's like licking his chops.
Good, because I'm tired of him.
Nah, man.
Oh, yeah, we have to go pay them. First of all, imagine not laughing at the joke of somebody who has just offered to pay part
Pay.
of the debt you owe, dummy.
He's like, look, I'm gonna lend you the money and you just pay me back whenever. Don't even worry about it. Just pay me back when you got it.
And then, yeah, she did give him a Kingsguard that he was easily impressed by. What did you think Cersei was up to here? Did you think that this played into her plan, getting rid of him?
Probably.
Honestly, like we've met four Tyrells, and she took all half of the fucking Tyrells in one episode. So, like, Cersei is quite efficient.
Nasty work.
Quite efficient.
That small council is getting smaller. As a matter of fact, it looks like Cersei wants to get it down to a council of two. Just her and the High Sparrow. Imagine
Yeah.
being able to cure Cersei of her wine addiction. Wow. A miracle worker.
Right, she doesn't even pour a glass.
Not for her. No. The old Septon would have asked.
That has the minutes.
It's the old.
Yeah, the old something.
Yeah. No.
Get my drift, guy.
Well, now that you're here, though, let me just put this note down because they do show us a shot of the Mockingbird sigil before we see the High Sparrow with her correspondence back from Littlefinger, which I guess Roose approved of.
Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of birds in this scene. And then she gets to tweeting. What was that about hypocrisy? The world
Man.
you're wicked.
I got something for this in the quote section.
Oh, buddy. She just let it's like, are you looking in a mirror? Do you own a looking glass, Cersei? Like, I feel like this is a conversation you should be having with your therapist and
Right.
not with a crazy religious cult that you want to arm and like make into the law. This seems like a great idea.
Be
Fantastic idea.
real great.
Let's arm them. Huzzah.
Turned out just as like she wanted it, though.
It did. Because they're out smashing religious idols, bothering people who are behind closed doors doing consensual things with other consenting adults. What are we doing?
We're ridding the town of sin.
While Lancel gets a cool new brand.
Yo, what a tat. This is why your parents tell you never fucking get a face tattoo, please. Like, this is why that's your
Yeah,
parents' worst fear.
please don't do that.
Like, imagine one of your kids came home with a face tat.
Oh my God.
How are you gonna act?
Ooh. How old are they?
18.
That's your first.
First thing they do when they get legal, they just go straight to a fucking tattoo shop and tattoo their face.
That was not a good idea, but it's your face.
Let that happen to me, I'm gonna start flaying. Like, that's
You're gonna peel that off.
yep. I'm gonna become a Bolton right then and there.
That
That's it. Skin will grow back.
was
I will take care of that issue quick. Let's just hope we can stop the blood, but the skin will grow black.
Well, the Faith Militant is taking everybody out, and now they have one big arrest to make. Like, they found confidential documents in the bathroom. They come for Loras Tyrell.
Did this shock you, James?
No, but I initially thought that it was gonna try to get an angle to go after Marjorie, not Loras.
Okay. Really, they don't really have an angle for Marjorie? Like,
Yeah.
what has she done wrong? She hasn't slept with her brother.
Why is my brother in a cell? Immediate, tell me now.
Have we ever seen her angry before?
No.
Yeah, this is our first time.
That
She's
whole
pissed.
guard down.
She's pissed.
Until she realized what she was doing, she had to like rein it back in. She's like, oh, that's right. I have to talk to him like he's a child because he's a child.
He's a
Because he
child.
is a child. He's like six.
But she does the right thing though. Like, she had to rein it back because she knows that now is her chance to pit Tommen against Cersei. Like, you were supposed to send your mom away, you didn't. Now look what happened. Like, now it's time to put her ass in a nursing home.
Shady Pines, Ma.
Yeah. Now's the time.
Yeah, and he goes to do exactly that. And it goes about as well as it would for any like 12-year-old who thinks he's about to tell his mom what's what. The fuck? If my kid came bursting into my bedroom the way that Tommen busted in there, I'm cussing. Because what the hell is wrong with you?
He's the king.
He is the king, but you wouldn't do what she just did. I'm your king, not me.
No. Yeah, no. We'll see. There's your king, not me. But I have like my kids will come and fuss at me. Like Egg was mad at me today because he doesn't because my daughter got invited out for spring break to her friend's house for like an afternoon, and he's not going anywhere for spring break, so he's mad at me, and I'm like, I didn't do anything. I can't help you with that. Like, no, you can't go anywhere because nobody invited you.
Oh man, see, you're better than me. Cause like, knowing what I know about Egg now, I would have been like, boy, if you don't go hit that damn rhyme book
You better
and
go
get out of my room.
pick up Gloria, girl.
If you don't go write you a haiku and get the
I'm not holding Sir Loras. I can't. I don't have him,
I
honey.
don't have him. It's not my. I didn't do it. I did not go pick him up.
Yeah.
I did not throw him in the cell.
Yeah.
You're king. Deal with it, buddy.
Yeah, honey. If you want it done, you're gonna have to be a big boy and go find the associate with the keys to get your video game for you. I.
You know what? Really, I think what the most shocking thing in this scene is the fact that she let him go to the slums by himself.
I think that was the point.
But knowing what happened to Joffrey when he was down there?
She's trying to scare him. She's scared straight. I mean, there are parents who send their children to actual prisons.
Yo,
So,
my mom used to ride by that shit by the detention home, me and Tristan all the every Sunday. If you don't tighten up, this is where you're gonna be.
damn, y'all were bad, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yikes. Well, Tommen needs to see the High Sparrow. Unfortunately, he's in prayer. So you're gonna have to come back.
This right here, I'm like, bro, you're the king.
No, Cersei created this monster. She put the faith above the crown.
Well, she put them equal to the crown.
Oh, shit. Are they?
They are not in this shot equal to the crown. They are very literally above the crown.
They bury you much literally above them.
Like the crown is stuck between them and the people, and nobody likes him because, like, Tommen, even if Tommen had thought about doing this violently, the people turned on him immediately. Like, he had enough sense to go, this is probably not good.
This is why you do not arm everybody. Remember like last season four or season three, whenever Daenerys gave all the weapons to the slaves? This is quite the same thing.
There's a guy on TikTok who does videos. They're like political videos, but they're like about Ice and Fire. And he did one about Cersei arming the Faith Militant. I have to find it and send it to you.
Please do, because I'm all for that. Like, I
It's
what a fucking mistake.
like, dummy,
What a fucking mistake.
why would you do this?
Oh,
All
no.
to get back at the Tyrells for what?
Yeah, all to get back at the person who was going to pay your damn debt.
Right?
Damn.
Oh my God, you're
Like,
right.
imagine somebody spotting you $100 and you just turn around and kill them.
Well,
Damn, be grateful.
because if you spotted me $100 and I turn around and kill you, well, then I get everything that's in your wallet, don't I?
Wow, you get $125 because I was being generous.
$25 more than I had
That's like these
on
fucking dumbasses that rob a gas station. Like they ain't got more than fucking $200 in a register. Like, if you don't go rob a goddamn bank, like if you gonna go down, make it worth it.
Big boy crime. Do a real felony.
Like we ain't even hitting the sheets. We hitting Go Mart on the corner. Like, what the fuck are doing? Niggardly.
Love it here.
Oh, goddamn.
Love it here. This really is a close second to Underneath Winston Duke. Really. I have a question. Poor Tommen is clearly just a scolded child. Do you think he'd be better off with Tyrion or with Tywin?
All right, this is gonna be a bad take. It's not gonna be a bad take. It's gonna be an unpopular take. At this point in his life, at his age, he'd be better off with Tywin. But when he starts to learn some of that Tywin shit, he needs to balance it out with Tyrion. But at this point, like, he needs Tywin.
No, I
I
don't think he should have Tywin at all.
don't think Tyrion can teach him how to be like that stern voice in a room. I think Tyrion can teach him how to be smart, but he's got to learn how to be like how to put his foot down. Tyrion ain't gonna be able to teach him that.
I don't know about that because, like, Tyrion put his foot down all the time and, like,
Really only with Joffrey though, and then like
with Joe, yeah.
Tyrion kind of like made examples of people. Like he didn't really strike fear in people. It was kind of like, you come at me now, I'm gonna make an example of you and outsmart you
How
anyway.
does
Like
an
kind of like with
imp
Slint.
strike fear in people?
Well, I mean, yeah, but like kind of like with Jano Slint. Like he didn't really like do anything to strike fear in them. He just sent them to the fucking wall.
You telling me that the wall ain't going to the wall ain't fearful?
It is, but like he didn't make it to where nobody had respect for him. Like Tywin would have showed Tommen how to gain respect of people in a fearful way, like fearful respect. Like, don't come at
That's
me at
not
all.
real respect. That's literally just fear.
But sometimes you gotta put some fear in people to respect them. You can't go be a dictator and nobody fear you. This is a
Everybody fears
monarchy,
it.
not a democracy. Did I get that term right? Did I say that right?
did.
It's the glasses. Tell me y'all. She gives me like 20 IQ. this is my buff, James. This is my plus 20. My plus 20 intelligence. I'm wearing my armor. But I think I really do think that Tywin at this point in his life, like, teach this man how to like strike fear in some people. And then Tyrion, let's teach him how to harness that the right way.
Okay. That was fun. That was fun. So Marge has to go call her granny. Are we going to see Elena again?
I don't think so.
We got to. We
Nah.
got to. Loras is locked up.
But what's she gonna do? She's just gonna
Her
show up
son
and
is,
be like,
again, this goes back to striking fear in people. Oh, Lena has an aura. Like, you don't fuck with her.
see,
You're full.
I think now that Tywin's dead, like Elena's hopes are done to do anything.
I honestly think if Olenna could rein Tywin in like the way she did, she's got a chance with anybody.
Well,
I hope we see her again.
I guess we'll find out. There's a cougar at Castle Black.
On the prowl.
Really? Like, I know that there's stuff that comes before that, but Melly, girl, please, these are children.
Yo, some of when they see that young boy, she saw that cub.
Yes.
Oh. But it starts with Stannis and Selyse. He seems like he really respects John. Like, John has earned his respect in his time at Castle Black. John, Lord Commander Snow. Wow.
The
And
leader.
we're preparing to march on Winterfell. Ready to go.
Should be exciting.
Are you excited? Are you excited?
I love a good battle. If it ends up being a good battle.
I don't know how to respond
Yeah,
to
I
that.
don't
I'm just
know how to
gonna
gauge.
let that
I
one go.
honestly don't know how to gauge what you think is a good battle, because apparently I'm a dummy and I don't know anything.
I'll let Stannis know. Don't spin your sword. Don't do no kind of flips while you're swinging. Just
Stannis don't look like the type of man that would do
don't. You know what, Stannis? Don't even fight Southpaw. Just be orthodox,
that.
because he might not like it. I don't know how James feels about left-handed fighters. Like, just be a right-handed guy, orthodox. Keep your fist up over your face, and then you're good.
Well, you should keep your fist over your face because you should protect your face.
Listen to this motherfucker here.
James used to fight a lot in the lunchroom.
James gets mad when they go off on the wrong foot on a
Damn
layup.
right.
It's the fundamentals. Bounce pass. Stop all that behind the back shit.
Selyse has a little bit of contempt for Jon Snow being
Who the, yeah, she has. Who the bitch? Like,
a
what else can you say about her?
Stannis did stick up for Ned. He was just like, perhaps, but you know that I wasn't really what he
I'm coming back to that.
in the quotes.
Yes.
Well, I paraphrased so you can fully quote it
I
and
appreciate you. We.
here. I know we are here. But Melly shows up as Selyse is apologizing for the one healthy child that she gave this man.
But she does say something key to her in this scene. Like, she makes sure she knows that Shireen has king's blood.
Yep. Shireen has king's blood. And then
Well,
there's
the last couple, you know, the I guess the previous one that she said King's Blood, it gave her leeches, so old girl better watch out.
get them leeches.
She might get seduced and get some leeches all over her.
Yo, if that happens, we gotta stop the pod. We can't
Seven.
we can't get into that.
Nah.
We can't be a part of that.
Oh.
But yeah, there is a look between Selyse and Melisandre when she says that. And you know, Melly did tell Stannis that, you know, the seed is not that strong, girl. So, and Selyse has only brought forth what? Death and grotesqueries and disfigurement, and then one healthy child, Ben Shireen. Interesting.
Yeah.
Just something to think about. Anyways, she leers at Jon Snow,
I
and
like that. She leers at Jon Snow like she does, and then she tells Stannis, says, "Don't leave me behind again, bitch."
right. Like you lost.
Like, don't you ever leave me.
But as John signs these petitions to the High Lords of the North for men, because they are desperate for them, the final one he signs is from the Warden of the North, Roose Bolton. How likely is Roose Bolton to send men to the wall?
I think very likely now.
Because he asked.
Nah, because like if you want to make your son's new bride happy, like send her brother some men. Why not?
Okay.
I don't think he's likely to do
I don't either. I'm playing devil's advocate.
it.
It's Roose Bolton. But
Well,
if there's a reason to do it, that's the reason now.
because Sam made a point, like, he is the Warden of the North. I know it's probably a sore spot for you.
But you got to do your part. You got to ask.
Right? Because you work here. You work here. That's not even your business anymore. All right, I'm going to go mail these letters off. Oh, hello, m'lady. Okay, bye.
And
And
then she turns it on.
yeah, this turns into a porn.
Good for John.
John got a soft spot for redheads.
He has a soft spot for redheads, but John does us a favor, James. He proves that us men have self-control.
I mean,
Again,
he
this.
did sat there for like 30 seconds holding her breast.
I mean,
Feel my heartbeat in my titty.
in this situation, James, what would you have done? Me personally, I probably would have held her breast for 31 seconds.
Nah, because he says something that I'm going to say in the quotes. That'll
Okay.
be why I would not be touching no breasts.
Okay. Well,
See the breast of thighs, man. You gotta choose.
Well, she's going after him. She's just like, don't you want to feel all his life? These are terrible. Like this does sound like some cougar ass pickup
Oh yeah, like
lines. Like she's
this is
got
some old shit.
tan and a spray tan, and she's just trolling the local high schools.
Yeah. She's
Oh.
trying to be hip with the lingo, but doesn't really know it.
I mean, she knows something.
And John knows nothing.
There it is. There it is. Do you think like Ygritte's ghost was next to her, like tell him you know nothing, Jon Snow. He'll really flip out.
Yo, the way that necklace looks, like she looks like she could hold ghost in there. Like maybe she just takes some souls and puts it in a necklace.
And now We get to see Stannis be a nice man for like the very first time ever. Like he
I put
Yo.
this is Stannis' best scene in the whole series.
So far it is. First time we've seen emotion out of Stannis. Like
Yes.
real emotion. Like Stannis lost his brothers, didn't give a fuck.
Yep.
And
The blue.
yeah, like and now but it does it kind of makes you wonder about Stannis' wife, why she has such a like such hatred for Shireen. Because Shireen came out normal. It's not like she gave birth to this monster like she said she did.
True.
Right. Shireen was normal. She was infected with grayscale, and what you can assume to be the very first, like, soft thing Stannis ever did in his life was buy that doll.
Yeah.
Give it to
Trying
her.
to be a good father,
And now.
buys a doll, gets his daughter Grayscale, and does everything in his power to stop it.
Yes. Everything. And stops it. And
Yeah.
successfully stops the grayscale.
Which is key.
It is. It is. But Stannis actually, like, Shireen stays locked up. So, of course, she's happy here at Castle Black because, like,
She can roam.
I have way more freedom here than I did at home. And her mom didn't want to bring her. Like, she didn't want to bring her. You bring up the King's Blood thing, like, should Shireen be worried?
Worried, bored.
Earth future.
Like,
Her mom hates her. She has King's blood.
nah. Well, actually, I think that she should have been more worried. Well, she wasn't part of it, but like what made me worry for her is when Melisandre told mom she needs to come on this trip.
Yeah.
And you really don't know what her plan is for Shireen because she gives like mixed emotions. Like,
Yeah.
if there's been one person in this series that has been Shireen's advocate, it's been her and Davos.
Yeah.
Like, well, other than Davos, it's been Melisandre.
And like Melisandre's not so much of like an advocate for her. Like Davos does it because
But Davos does because he loves her.
he does it because she feels that she's necessary to the greater good.
But she also does it in a way to where it's like, man, I kind of love this child a little bit. It's like coaching her parents to love her.
I don't think that we.
See, she's like one of them people that are like, can you please go hug your child?
No, that would be not Melisandre. Melisandre is very cold. Like, there is no warmth in her at all. Like, in her personality,
No,
there's
not at all.
nothing
But
warm about her. She.
she's kept this girl here.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
we'll
but
see the reason.
I
And
think
we know
she's
she's
got
not warm, so
bigger plans.
bigger plans.
maybe we get the Game of Thrones what if and they just make her Captain America.
I will
Her
say,
with that super serum.
as far as what ifs, like Stannis for all the locking away of Shireen, Stannis does say in the book, like, if anything happens to me, I want her crown. So like he does love his daughter. Like he does recognize her King's blood as well.
And he does it in the scene too.
This was cute.
Like he tells her she's Princess Shireen.
This is by far the best scene of his.
It was a really
Are
good.
we gonna get anything that tops this from Stannis?
Probably not.
I'm trying to think. Trying to think ahead. I don't think so.
Sentimental. This is it.
Yeah, I think this is it. Stannis, you've done your part. You can die now. We're done with you, buddy.
Wow.
Damn,
Jeez.
just kill the man off. He's got to go do some other shit first, and then we can kill him off. Your journey's not over.
Well, no, his journey is not over because he's still got to march on Winterfell, where Sansa is learning her final lesson. Cause Littlefinger's out of here.
Yeah, I got some questions here.
About why she's lighting candles. hanging out with dead statues. I respect it.
Just
That's not my questions,
misinformation
but
there. I'm confused. Like, what's your question? Because now I'm nervous.
Oh, you should be nervous. So, like, is Littlefinger trying to manipulate her some more here
Actually,
by telling this story,
look,
which I love it because I
this.
love this story, and then I love the story we get a Rhaegar later. Love it.
I think that this part, he was actually being genuine.
You think so?
What with this, with the story about Rhaegar and Lyanna?
Well, the whole, yeah, and like him trying to like, minus the kiss.
Which the
Like,
kiss leads me to another question.
everything before that, I felt like he was like genuinely, like actually caring for her well-being rather than using it to better himself.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple things, but let's start with the story of Rhaegar here. Like, why does he tell that story the way he tells it? And then when she says to him at the end, well, then he kidnapped and raped my aunt. He gets his face like, not what happened.
Right, because, and I
Do
wrote that
you think that he thinks something else happened?
down. I wrote that down too, though. Because I like when she says that, I'm just like, okay, that's the story, but like, who said that? Bobby. That's Bobby's story. And Bobby was the
But
king.
this is the chance to ask James, like, do you think that? And I guess I'll ask it now. Like, I could ask it later, but I'll just ask it now. Based on the story that Barristan tells about Rhaegar, who is Rhaegar? Like, is Rhaegar this guy who's gonna just rape and kidnap somebody, or is he the guy that's singing in the streets and giving out his prize money?
And it's specifically that they say that she was kidnapped and raped because, like, how do you know? Who told you? How do you know that this is what happened? We're working on Bobby's angry account of events.
And really, Bobby could have just got his stories mixed up.
This is just
Like,
insane.
maybe he just thinks this is Elia Martell, who was kidnapped and raped, and her children were killed.
Well, there's one thing. Cersei said to Joffrey, I think, is that you're the king. You can make the stories up however you want.
There it is.
Yeah.
It is. Because Bobby decided that's what happened. He went to
But.
and he had to stand behind it and he kept telling the story because he won.
But even when we heard the story from Bobby, like, Ned didn't really refute the story.
Because that's the story that Bobby came up with. How are you going to refute it? Your whole family went to war behind it. Your dad and your brother died behind it.
Yeah.
All behind what Bobby said, because history is told by the victors.
But who else wouldn't, like, why, how would Littlefinger know if that was not the case? Being a kid. Like,
Okay, because like you lay winter, like he went and laid those winter roses, right? He gave her those roses. Everybody saw what her reaction is, but nobody tells us what her reaction was. Like, nobody's like, oh, she was shocked and she threw him back in his face. We don't hear that.
well, as a Stark, like, we can only assume her reaction was like nothing. She was probably very stoic in her reaction. She probably didn't give one.
There was no like,
She probably took the flowers and was like, man, thanks.
she's already betrothed to somebody. No, as a Stark. I'm already betrothed to somebody, and you are someone's husband as a Stark. And
Correct. And as a Stark, you don't really shake the tree.
not
Like,
going to take these.
you don't really ruffle feathers at all as a Stark.
So
You
I'm
just let the shit happen, and then in the background, you're like, these ain't mine.
like, no, I will politely decline these. Thank you so much. Please take them to your
Seems like every time a Stark rocks the boat, they kind of get the head cut off. You know, maybe that's the real story. She rocked the boat, and somebody just killed her. And she didn't get raped or kidnapped, she just got killed.
This is very interesting take, because like we've only really gotten the one. And then like Oberyn gave us another side of the story too, where he says that Rhaegar left his sister
Yep.
for another woman.
And
Like, stole another
this is why we need a Robert's Rebellion series. Like, we need that.
I personally love an unreliable narrator.
I would just love to see it. Like, if there's one series spinoff that I want, is that there's just so much there.
Is there? Well, there is.
Yeah.
I don't trust HBO anymore. Anyways, Sansa could be Wardeness of the North. You could be. If Stannis wins, he could name you Wardeness of the North. You're the only
Yeah.
Stark left. Jon said no. Well, we know Jon said no.
Yeah, Littlefinger doesn't
Yeah.
know that.
Well, Littlefinger
Well,
could.
he might know then.
Yeah, he might know that.
Yeah, true, he might.
But Jon said no. You're the only Stark left, girl. You could be Wardeness of the North. It's just.
And remind me, does she know that John's Lord Commander?
Doubt it.
Probably
Okay.
not.
I didn't know if she got that memo or not. I couldn't remember.
Probably not.
I don't pay attention to Sansa that much, so.
But she's just like, I what? Wardeness? That not me.
But we got to change our tune here a little bit about her and Ramsay, because she's not scared of Ramsay.
No, she's scared of Roose.
She's scared of Roose, which remember last week we were like, she sees Roose and is like, oh my God. Then she sees Ramsay, he's like, oh my God. Yeah, she has no fear of Ramsay yet.
Keyword.
Yeah, yet.
I mean, we've all met Ramsay, and Littlefinger's just so sure she's just going to be able to make Ramsay hers. Okay, girl.
And here's my next question for you all, mostly for James. Is she in love with Littlefinger?
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
I will.
She gives me like I'm in love vibes, but like I know I can't have you. Like I know it's not right because she doesn't back away from that kiss, and then she goes, "Well, you know, next time you come, I'll be married."
Yeah, she's absolutely in love with Littlefinger. But it is only
If
a result of the grooming. Like the groom.
Correct. Correct. The grooming's led to this.
Yeah,
She's definitely in love with Littlefinger at this
oh
point.
yeah, she's been she's completely under his manipulation. Like, yes, she loves him, but it's because
And
he started on her when he was her youth.
it's not even like a love and like a big time like I'm attracted to you type of deal. Like it's more of a love. It's like you're all I kind of know.
You killed for me.
Yeah. And
Twice.
you've got me here. Like,
You brought me home. You kept me safe. You kept that giant lady with the Lannister sword away from me. Like, you took care
is
of me.
actually her dad's sword.
And like I said, he started working on her the second he sat next to her at the Hand's Tourney. He was working on her in that room with Cersei when Cersei made her write that letter to her brother. Like, he has been working on her this whole time, and it's worked. He got what he wanted. She trusts him and she loves him.
I don't see it.
Because
Do you not see it
I
because
think,
you or you just don't want to believe it?
well, that's one. But I think that she has learned from him and that she is acting this way to get him to like lay his guard down with her.
Okay.
I get that. I just don't. I don't see how like. Like, what's she to gain out of that at this point? Like, she's already betrothed to be Ramsay's. Like, she's there. It ain't like she can like fake him and letting her get out or some shit.
No, but she could fake him into getting her what she needs for revenge or something. I don't know.
He talks a lot about like what the North means, because he's like, once Stannis has the North, he can take the Iron Throne.
And then once he takes the throne, he'll just name you Wardeness of the North
Right.
and leave you be.
Yeah. And you're in love with me, Wardeness of the North. And I'm already the
Lord of
guardian
the Vale.
of the Lord of the Vale.
Like, you might be married when I come back, but when Stannis comes, you won't be married because your husband's gonna be dead. You'll be a widow by the time I come back.
And you might be legal too. Doesn't matter.
Depends on how Game of Thrones wants to work out time here. Like, are we years away from Winterfell or are we right up the street? You never know.
Yeah, Littlefinger. Nasty work. Hey, you guys. Do you think that Jamie and Bronn passed Gendry while they were rowing that boat?
Jamie and LeBron. This is LeBron now.
I would be so pissed. Like the way he held up that gold hand, like, oh, you stupid fuck. We're going to get your fucking kid.
Same, like, bro could have easily been rowing that
I
boat.
would have told this motherfucker that hand has some weight, put that bitch in the water and get the getting.
Nah, man, his hand is like enclosed. He could easily put an oar in there and.
That's a lot. Just put that bitch in the water, man, and get the getting. Or in one hand in the water, like they probably weighed about the
Well, they row to Dorne and they row, row, row their boat to Dorne and they land on the shores. And then they have snakes for breakfast. Yum.
You think they really ate snakes right there?
Gotta
Like,
eat some. I've
what?
seen Bear Grylls do it.
No, I mean, like in real life. Like, do
Nah.
you think they really cooked up some snake right there? No?
I wasn't even a poisonous snake. The colors were wrong.
I think they could have.
Red and black is a friend of Jack.
And red and yellow will kill a fellow. Hell yeah.
The shit we remember as kids.
Right from
Like, what
Disney.
the fuck?
Anyway, hopefully this guy that you trusted to bring us here doesn't say anything. They have a lovely conversation
Talking about
about how they want to die.
that. See,
Bronn's got a good idea, like
quote section.
right idea for sure on death. Like,
I
I've
also
thought
have
a
this in the
lot.
quote section, so I hope we don't have the same quote.
Gut row.
Quote section, but yeah, it kind of just signifies when Jamie means when he says, like, it has to be me. In the beginning of the episode, this is why it has to be him. Can't piss off the woman you love
How do you,
if you're trying to die in her arms.
yeah, how do you feel about the way Jamie wants to go out?
You, if it wasn't his sister. I
He wants to go out the same way he came in the arms of the woman he loves.
This show has taught me that maybe, never mind, I ain't gonna say that. That's gonna sound so bad. Keep going.
it.
Nah, I'm good.
Wink.
I don't trust you.
Anyway, they're approached by ICE at the border, and Darnell is quite
Cooper and Darnell.
Darn.
Hey, y'all ever went? Have y'all ever met a white Darnell?
No.
No.
No, but considering the actor who plays Bronn is a white Jerome.
See, Jerome, I like Jerome's fine. A white Jerome, it's an anomaly, but at least it's out there.
Anyways, they kill the border agents. One of them is slow enough for Jamie to get to. And he looks, okay, here it is. There.
The
Jamie pissed me off right here. Like
man's got one hair.
your hand is made out of solid gold. Use the thing.
He did.
At the end, like
He
bro,
used
he could have
it's
easily beat that
yo,
dude.
James, you play video games. Your ult has a cooldown. You gotta pick the chances to use your ult. Like he uses ult at the right time. Popped his ult, it worked. Can't just pop it at the beginning of the fight. Gotta get the health bar down a
he
little
should have used it the whole time.
bit. He
He
had to get his health bar down a little bit.
used
And
it.
then you pop your ult.
He got it. He knocked him out, and now Bronn, after rowing all night, gets to dig some graves
We're
by
digging
himself.
old.
Anyways, that captain that Bronn was worried about Jaime giving that gold to, turns out he had a fucking point because he did exactly what Bronn said he was going to do. He went down the port, parked, and said, "Hey, I've got some information on a fellow with a gold hand. Can't imagine who that could be."
And it's still got him buried up to his neck.
With scorpions.
Yo,
What?
imagine trying to do the right thing and still getting that fucking treatment.
The right thing? The right thing? What?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What was right about it?
Yo, if I catch some illegals in my state, I'm trekking my ass to the White House. I'm gonna let Trump know. And I'm going to hope that he pardons me for something I do in the future.
I quit this podcast now.
Don't quit because of my allegiance to 47. James knows. Me, him, and Elon like this.
Did you think of the Sand Snakes and Ober's story about how her dad is the girl dad of all girl dads?
Yeah, he is. One of them is Jessica Henwick. I thought that was pretty cool. Who was also in Iron Fist with Loras.
Which one?
The
The prettiest one? The one
Yes.
with short hair, probably.
Did she have
Had to
short hair?
guess. The one that hugged the mom.
She was the one on the left when the mom was underneath the tent, and then they had the other two, and she was on the left.
Oh, so the one with the longer, the pretty one with the long hair.
With the
The
okay.
one
With the
that looked
ponytail.
Asian. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Jessica Henwick. She was in Iron Fist all along with Loras.
I'm telling you now, them girls are badass.
Yeah.
Y'all think you think Jamie's making it out alive? Fuck no. He ain't getting out.
You see? Okay. Now, was this some good spear work? Okay. Well, here we are.
I mean,
Basically, if you're from Dorne, Ginge thinks that you suck, and that's it. Yeah, that's what you said.
no,
What I heard.
if you say it's good, no, you can't say it's good because Oberyn trained them.
Yeah, but they won't dancing around in a duel.
Oh, not yet.
I swear to God, if they come out dancing around Bronn and Jamie,
And there's they come out
I'm
dancing
done
around Bronn.
watching it.
Nah,
I quit
fuck them. Lauren, they're women.
the
He's gonna be like, they fought with such finesse and I loved
podcast.
it. I'm gonna call his ass out.
So are they? They're choosing war.
They're
They're
choosing war.
are they?
Did she kill her mom? That's what I got out of that.
Did
You either choose a spear or your mom's tears. So did she just choose a spear, kill her mom, and then he's like, yeah, you're ready? And maybe that's why he's with the other lady now.
Do you think? Are they gonna get their war? Are they gonna get their war?
No. No, I don't think they will.
You don't think they'll succeed?
No.
Okay. I respect.
Hypothetically, if they do, like, how does that like turn shit around in King's Landing? Like, in a war he's not really ready for.
I don't see how that fits in the in into the what's happening.
And we really haven't seen the Dornish army either. Just kind of.
Right. But we know that the Dornish army is full because they have not been fighting in this war.
Yeah, they ain't part at all.
Also true. That's y'all.
I wonder what they look like. Are they like a more fancy version of the Unsullied?
Probably.
Are they the Unsullied with penises?
Most likely.
They should be fucking and fighting.
Probably.
So last time we saw Tyrion, It was nighttime. And now it's daytime. He's still on this boat. And he's surprised to find that he's not headed west to Westeros. Just like Gingy said, going to see the queen.
In the loop.
So he gets the rag taken out of his mouth at the very least.
He does.
After singing a song we haven't heard before, probably we'll never hear again. I haven't heard that melody.
It was the Reigns of Castamere remix, I think.
A real remix too, not just a verse added.
Yeah, that's the real remix. That's the one you find on the end of the Lux.
And Jorah reveals that he is taking Tyrion to Meereen. Well, that's funny because that's where I was headed.
I tell you what, if I'm ever doing a fucking puzzle, yo, Tyrion, come be my partner, buddy. Help me with this damn thing, because you can put these pieces together.
Dragons, bears. Oh,
And I know exactly what happened before you even tell me.
you.
I have pieced this whole story together.
There it is. You don't even have to tell me. But don't worry, I won't. I'll just backhand you. Shut the fuck up.
That
I
was
will cut
kind of rude.
That was pretty rude. Not gonna lie.
Right? Because, but okay. So now, Ginge, what do you think is going to happen? Does she pardon Jorah and execute Tyrion? Does she pardon Tyrion and execute Jorah? Because she said, don't come back here. What happens if he makes it there with Tyrion?
I don't think she'll execute anybody.
At this point, like, after what happens in the next scene, like,
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe after what, but we don't know what happens yet at this point in time.
at this point in time, it's like, maybe she
Jorah
will kill
don't know
one
what
of
happened,
them. Yeah.
but I mean, at
But
this point in time, we know that she's prone to making the worst possible decision she could make.
yeah, but
No.
I don't think she would execute them, either one of them.
I see. I feel like she could go either one of two ways. She could be like, Jorah, thank you for this. All is good. Or like, Jorah, like, you're still not welcome here, buddy. Get the fuck out.
Why are you back?
Yeah, like, get the fuck out.
But see,
Take your midget with you.
that's how I think it would be. It wouldn't be like execution. It would just be like, why are you back?
Okay.
And she only wants to execute people in front of their own people too. Like, she'd have to go all the way to Bear Island to execute Jorah. That's a long trip.
Yeah. She can't even get to Westeros. See how long
Yeah, like,
up in Slaver's Bay. Ugh. It's been what, 3 seasons of this now?
yeah, fuck.
I
Long time. Damn. Can you hurry the fuck up, bitch?
Well,
she does have a lovely conversation with Ser Barristan about her brother and how he was a fantastic singer and all the bitches went crazy for it.
like the story.
Yeah, it was a real cute story. It's like it's a very different version of Rhaegar than we've heard,
That's
isn't
what I
it?
said. Like, it's.
And we've heard about Rhaegar from a lot of people, but we haven't seen him for ourselves. A lot of unreliable accounts of who this man was.
I feel like Barristan's is pretty genuine because Barristan, was head of the Kingsguard, so he would always been next to the king
Precisely.
to know, like,
Yeah.
actually what the
Correct.
man did.
Yeah, he was there with them.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, there's no point for Barristan to lie.
Right.
Also true.
Like,
Yeah, because he.
why would he need to tell her this story? Like, it ain't like she's fucking doing some stupid shit again at this point.
Right. I mean, he took her aside and he was like, listen, your dad wasn't a great king. Like, he told her the truth about her
Yeah.
dad. Well, I'm gonna lie about your brother, who you never met. And maybe it'll make you feel better because the brother that you had was so awful.
I thought it was kind of weird. He was like, oh, Viserys didn't tell you this? No, he was too busy making sure I could grow titties to marry me off to
Yeah.
somebody else for an army.
But Dario arrives because his Dar is here fucking again. This motherfucker just will not go away.
Right.
Oh.
Every time I watch this series over, I'm like, why is he here? Like, do we have to keep him in the story?
He's a lot. He's a lot in the book. Like a whole lot.
Like, you could have just told us you want the fighting pits back once, man. Like, we don't need to hear it every fucking
No, because he
episode.
wants the fighting pits. But
Like, we don't need to hear it all the time.
imagine if they were like, the football season is canceled. Just canceled. It's done. It's not happening. You're not gonna riot.
No, this is not even the same thing. This is like when you're like, if you got a distant cousin, that's like a sixth cousin, and he has this business idea he won't shut up about. This is that. Like, sorry, I'm not going half in to sell this fucking heart machine with you. Sorry.
Well,
okay, so here's my question though. So as his Dar is once again asking for these fucking fighting pits, chaos and pandemonium ensue across the city. Is his Dar a baddie? Like,
He might be the son of the harpy.
huh.
The way this is going, seems like every time he talks to her,
Some shit happens.
yeah, some shit's going down.
And I mean, like, the Sons of the Harpy are out. The clan is marching. It's a rally, and they are taking out everybody they see.
Yeah, they are.
Unsullied is led into an ambush by the same woman
I'm telling you now.
episode one.
If I'm Daenerys, like, I'm so done Sully at this point. Like, y'all can't get the shit together. Y'all keep getting outsmarted by these women.
It's the same one. It's the same one. I went back and checked because I was like, is
Yeah,
it?
it was the same one.
She is definitely a believer
I'm
in.
high. If I'm Daenerys, I'm trading. I'm offering a trade. Who's her boss?
Grand.
Like, let's get her on this side. She's a one-man army.
We find out that Grey Worm is definitely in with these Unsullied in this alley fighting with the Sons of the Harpy. The bells are ringing.
The only Unsullied that could fight.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that made this fight in the Sons of the Harpies, besides being ambushed, is that they were in a very tight hallway and the Unsullied used very long spears.
Yes. That's going to be hard to maneuver.
So it
Very hard
kind
to
of made it
maneuver.
easier for them.
It's like taking a pool stick through a doorway. You got to figure that
Yeah.
shit out.
But don't worry, because Sir Barristan is here. You guys are a little bit outnumbered. Sir Barristan is here to get these numbers the fuck down. Jin,
Yo, embarrassing
you
badass.
are.
Y'all remember when Jordan dropped 40 on the Wizards? And then we found I had bad knees.
Barrison, okay. Well, Barrison holds his own for quite a while, and then he doesn't.
Grey Worm too, though. Like both of them badasses.
Okay, I'm glad you liked it because when I was like, I wonder if he enjoyed this one.
No,
Okay.
Barrison badass.
You, it's always iffy when somebody in this show has a spear if he's gonna like it or not. Like, spear is a coin flip.
Well, everybody's laid out in this alley. The end of Game of Thrones, season five, episode.
Not listen, not only laid out in the alley, but laid out and just blood just seeping from their bodies. And they're both laying in a puddle of their blood. So
Is
I
Barristan
think they
dead?
both survive.
They weren't dead?
I think they both survive.
You think Barristan survived?
Yep, I
I
think
do
both
want
of
to
them are gonna
remind
survive.
you, Danny's last words to him were, "Go, Sir Barristan, sing a song for me."
I think they both survive.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Well, all right,
Great.
girl. Well, I
I
mean,
think
you
Grey
do
Worms,
know.
well, yeah. But Grey Worms, you know, he's young. He heals a lot quicker.
Virile. Or maybe that's not the right word.
It sounded good.
Okay.
We'll go with it. But you
But
know, Barristan's a little older.
I think they both survive.
Like, his recovery time is gonna be a lot longer.
He's in his 60s. Like, A bad ball is
Is he in his 60s?
months.
Barrister might be in his 80s. He might just be one of the 80-year-old men in good shape. I feel like Barriston looked just like that when he was fighting for the Mad King 20 years ago. It's like Morgan Freeman. Like, he looked the same since the 40s.
Yup.
Yes.
That man always been old.
He's bald now. Like
Yeah,
he.
now Morgan Freeman's aging. But like for the longest time, like he was just old.
He has been old forever. But TJ, I guess we're not going to pour out for Barristan or Grey Worm. So who are we pouring out for?
Well, those are the ones I had on my list to pour one out for. So nobody, question mark.
Ice agents and Dorn.
Yeah, nobody of name.
Yeah, we didn't lose anybody important.
Old
But.
man doing his part for his country. Lost him.
And poor Loras is in prison, so we'll see how that goes.
You know what? All that shit that happened, I forgot Loras got locked up.
Right, now for the quote segment. Stick it with the pointy end. I am going to go first because I only have the one.
Think three.
I only
You
have
only have one?
one.
Damn, you're turning it
But even the most dangerous men can be outmaneuvered, and you've learned to maneuver from the very best. Littlefinger. Now you guys can pick who goes next.
me. I'll let you go last, James.
I like how you word that.
My first one is from Brian. Your niece, question mark. My next one is from Cersei. What would you say if I told you of a... Hold up, I fucked this up. I don't even know what this says now. I mistyped
Oh, great.
word. What would you say if I told you of a great something
Sinner.
in our very... What would you say?
A great sinner.
Sinner. Yo. My shit says dinner. And I was like, yo, what
Ha
the?
a great dinner.
Jamie might think she a
Thank you
great
for
dinner.
the help here. What would you say if I told you I'm a great sinner in our very midst, shielded by gold and privilege? Did they get the right one?
I mean, you're looking at her, baby.
Right? I'm right in front of you, buddy. Right in front of you. And then my last one I'll do is from Jamie, dying in the arms of the woman I love. So,
But the woman you love is a bitch. So I guess okay. If you feel like that's going to be comforting to you.
she's dinner, so it's all good. A great dinner.
All right, well, TJ so took my one of Jamie wanting to die in the arms of the woman he loves. So my first one is from Cersei, where she, her rebuttal to Pycelle is not small enough regarding this the council.
You're next, buddy. Like they're dropping like flies, man. Get the fuck out of there.
And then John, I still love her.
Oh, and do. That's it.
That's it.
All right. Well, blind rankings.
I gave this one, I put this one at five. Okay.
Okay, I was gonna say this gotta be top five. Like, this has gotta be five and up.
Yeah, I gave it five.
I like this episode a lot.
Yeah, this is a good one. I don't know. It was kind of slow, but like now talking through
Yeah,
it,
talk it out. It's good. It's a good episode.
and next week is our halfway point.
Can I just
Pick up there.
point out, like, they probably should have like swapped the names of these episodes, like from last week and this week. I feel like the Sparrows did more in this episode.
Yeah, but we met the High Sparrow and the High Septon, and it was a lot of religion.
Yeah, but
And this week was just chaos and
we get like We get like 5 minutes of the Sons of the Harpy, and it's like, oh yeah, the Sons of the Harpy.
Yeah, but they did a lot in that 5 minutes.
A lot. They might have killed Barristan, but just
Hey, and Grey Worm.
they pretty much took over the city right there.
So
Like, she is now basically stuck in that pyramid.
ooh.
she, I mean, she basically armed them.
Well, she didn't really arm them.
I'm gonna just, in my mind, those are the slaves she gave the weapons to. I'm blaming her for this.
Yes,
And I just want to keep this parallel this season between the sparrows and the Sons of the Harpy. They're the same, just
there
different sides of the world.
it is. All right, well, I guess that's gonna do it then for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening, and you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE, everywhere. So on behalf of Caperucita Gingy and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.